Yi exited the race he'd been planning for 2 years with a one-sentence letter to current Secretary of State Deborah Bowen. Yi's campaign to succeed Bowen came to an abrupt end after he was arrested and charged with using his Senate connections in exchange for campaign contributions. Yi allegedly set up meetings for undercover FBI agents with other state lawmakers and gun runners. His arrest was part of a sting operation that also snared San Francisco gang leader Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow and 24 others. Yi has not said whether he'll resign his Senate seat, and members of both parties have called on him to do so. Democratic leaders say they'll vote to suspend Yi if he doesn't leave office willingly. U.S. Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein have also issued statements calling for Yi's resignation. Campaign finance rules allow Yi to use money from his Secretary of State campaign account to pay his legal fees. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.